Never put your hat on the bed, son. Never put your hat on the bed. Cause if your hat's on the bed, you might wake up dead. So don't you never put your hat on the bed. But if you do, be sure it's upside down, son. If you do, be sure it's upside down. Cause if there's any doubt, it'll keep the luck from running out. So if you do, be sure it's upside down. Never throw a match when it's dry, son. Never throw a match when it's dry.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. He didn't put the camera. Oh, Eric's putting the camera on me as I made my comments. Eric Reinert in studio. Trisha,
that was a song.
Now, great song by the Beach Boys, 1952.
Now, here's the thing. Now I see why he doesn't like Straight Outta Compton if this is his style of music.
This is my jam. When I'm in the car, you should have seen me on the way over here.
Picture
oh,
here.
My goodness.
When I was.
Eric, I think you put it on. I think you combined it, right? No? There's a second picture coming up.
Aim it to the left.
Oh, it's a picture of Ron Jeremy. Whoops.
Wow. Well,
that's Naked and Afraid. That is really scary.
Wow. Well, this is Corb Lund singing Always Keep an Edge on Your Knife. That is my jam when I am riding in my car, when I'm driving. You should have seen me on the way over here. People were looking at me like I was absolutely nuts because I was over there.
I bet.
They were? You were dancing?
The good sharp edge is man's best hedge against the uncertain vagaries of life. From Backcountry. Remember our bear show?
I do indeed.
That was one of my favorite
bear
movies of the year.
Oh, no, Backcountry.
And thus, Joseph does not have a girlfriend.
Hey, careful.
And thus, well, Joseph, you know, I tried not enjoy Straight Out of Compton.
I tried really.
That is his quote unquote jam.
I tried really hard when Christine Weatherup was here, but she's already taken. But now let's talk to her again and remind me of how I missed out.
Yeah, how did he miss out, Christine?
Maybe I missed out, too. I don't know.
Oh, thank you. Yay. Okay. Well, right.
Yeah.
They're wishing that they were here right now.
There's writer, not enough money.
Writer-director Liz Manischel and actress Christine Weatherup, bread and butter. We've got some great news for everyone. First of all, let's remind everyone it was a contender over there at the Phoenix Film Festival here just a few months ago, right?
Yep.
And it was our pick. We absolutely loved it.
Oh, loved the film. And it was so nice of you both to come in studio, have a nice chat with us, and we thoroughly enjoyed this film, and I think everyone should see it.
Yes.
Thank you. We think so, too.
Now I may have a chance.
Well, no, now everybody has a chance to see it, right?
Yeah, tell us about that.
Oh, well, we're being released by The Orchard, and we're a VOD digital and broadcast deal, so iTunes is our main area of focus, along with Amazon Instant Video, Google Play, Xbox, Sony, PlayStation, and Vudu.
Woohoo!
Wow, that was fantastic how you said that. Was that Christine that said it, or Liz?
That was Liz.
Well, and see, now, they're very excited. We're excited, too, but they're excited because, you know, they sent us an email, like, several months ago, and they knew about this, and they wanted to come on the show,
sure.
And so you've been
absolutely
working on it, so we thank you very much for thinking of us and remembering
it. It was
us.
Our top priority. I remember when we heard about our release and we were thinking about press, I was just like, oh, we have such a good time in Phoenix. Like, maybe they'd be willing to, like, have us back. So
oh, absolutely.
Anytime you're back in Phoenix as well, we'd love to have you in studio, just for the heck of it.
Awesome.
And
sounds like a plan.
Just but, so Joseph can stalk you.
Hey.
In fact, for Christmas, he has stockings with your name on it.
What? All right. Well, tell us a little bit about what's been going on, you know, since we last talked to you. You know, any other film festivals and excitement?
I guess I'll field this one really briefly, and Christy, if you want to follow up, but since the release, we're still getting to film festivals because we're still at the tail end of our festival run. We're headed towards Naperville, Naperville, Orlando, and Cincinnati, and it's really exciting. We've had a few articles on Bustle and IndieWire kind of telling people about our film, so we're hoping for the best for the release.
How does the festival work, the life cycle? For example, I know the Sedona Film Festival, which is really tremendous. We really had a good time. Do you qualify, or could you? I think it's in February coming up, or is that the beginning of the cycle of film festivals?
Well, the timing of applying for film festivals is actually really, really interesting and a little bit political and sensitive and weird. But basically, people usually base everything around Sundance, and they apply to festivals like Sundance or Tribeca or Slam Dance, and they apply in windows or waves or first choices and second choices. Mm. We weren't really a Sundance film, so we really just focused around the festivals that we wanted to play at and locations we wanted to go to. But in terms of festival acceptances, there's a point at which people kind of see that you're old news, and it's usually about a year out. But they're just kind of like, maybe they're not so interested anymore.
Yeah.
But Chrissy, do you, I don't know if you have the same opinion on that.
In terms of, well, I think that's right. I think it goes just about a year, and it kind of depends on, you know, once you see the same film at a lot of festivals, I think people do get burned out, and it's like, oh, wow, they've done their run, and now, you know, now they have a home, you know, online or whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, so earlier in the show, we were actually talking about another movie, Slow Learners, and, you know, because kind of similar in theme. I mean, I guess Christine, your character could be considered a slow learner, and Bobby Moynihan's
in
that movie.
And Bobby's
in
it.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard of this film. I haven't seen it yet, but it's Bobby and Adam Pally is the lead. Is that right?
Yes, and Sarah Burns is in it as well.
Yeah, that's right. It sounds like it has some parallel messages, or at least story points, right?
Yeah, parallel. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, again, you know, the whole slow learners idea. And you know, also, I forgot to mention this earlier. We're streaming on Meerkat, and all of our viewers to chime in on the trailer, and everyone's loving the trailer for Bread and Butter. They're saying that they're definitely going to be checking it out because they're
awesome.
Very impressed.
Yay.
Which trailer did they watch? I'm just curious. Is it the Orchard trailer, or is it, did it have a cool folk song in the background, or did it have a bubblegum song in the background?
Okay, I'll let our listeners, it might take a second because it's got a 30-second delay or something, but yeah, let us know what trailer. Did it have like a folksy song in the background?
Or a bubblegum.
Or a bubblegum song. Let us know. And
define what each of those things means.
Or was it the third one with the stalker?
Was there like a horror? Like, did they have the Halloween theme playing in the background or something?
Was it Don Argett's porn music?
Yeah, was it?
I want to see that cut. Me too.
Oh, hey.
Well, new show. Okay. I got a new show going. Show and tell. All right.
Well, and I also want to mention that you know, Liz and Christine both voted for Frozen a few months ago when I was. Yeah, so I want to thank them, you know, over the air.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we were happy to do our part.
Aww.
Yeah. Yes, and you know, so and he did not win, but he got third place, and
he
got a nice,
that's
a very nice write up. And you know, I think you know, because I sent that out to like so many of our contacts, and they actually, you know, Liz and Christine are such good friends of us that they actually, you know, voted for
but
Frozen.
But the problem,
as well.
And Joe just told us, what? I think it was bubblegum with a dash of sea salt.
Oh.
Okay, good.
Accurate.
That's a good one.
But
yeah.
The problem with Frozen coming in third, and Liz and Christine, I don't think you heard about this. Joseph got so frustrated, he killed the duck and ate it for dinner.
No, I didn't.
No.
No. Why would you even joke
it.
About that?
All right, he didn't. It's a nice little pet.
But yes,
it's potty trained too.
Yeah, they know.
It wears a diaper, Dave.
They know.
Oh yeah, that's
why
right.
I didn't have a
that's
chance.
That's what I mean. That's built in.
But are anyone who's just now joining us, yes, we are talking about Bread and Butter with writer-director Liz Manischel and actress Christine Weatherup. You know, what else do you guys have going on? I mean, I know this is a really exciting time to, you know, because we're talking about...
Well, and this is huge.
You know,
it's
this is
so
huge.
Rare
yeah.
when, you know, you can do well in film festivals and just never get released, and this is awesome.
But with such success, I mean, you got to be thinking, what's next, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Super exciting. Yeah. I feel like this week has been just like a flurry of excitement as the film has come out and, you know, hearing people finally seeing it who hadn't had the chance and all of that. As for me, I have another film that's just starting its festival run called Echo Lake. That's very different than Bread and Butter, much more, I guess, dramatic. It's not doesn't have the comedic elements, but it's a super exciting small indie that is just starting festivals, and I know they're going to St. Louis coming up, and a few others I don't think have been announced.
Will it be in Phoenix next year or Sedona?
I'm hoping. I'm trying to nudge the director to make sure that he submits to both those festivals.
I'll nudge too.
For sure.
And we'll have you right in studio again.
That's true. I would love it.
No question. Try Sedona too. I think that's a
that's an awesome one too.
First class festival. They draw a lot of people too.
Well,
and you can't beat the backdrop.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they treat their filmmakers phenomenally.
Oh, nicely. Yeah, very very cool.
And so how about you know, just life in general? What are you two up to Labor Day weekend? Of course, I know you're kind of working, right?
Well, guys, it's Nebraska football today, I hope.
Which one's from Nebraska?
Well, Sean's from Nebraska, who's in the movie. And our dog is wearing a Nebraska jersey and collar. I'm wearing a Nebraska shirt. Sean's wearing a Nebraska shirt and hat. And we just bought Nebraska chairs to wear to an event.
to sit in
an event tonight. So now I'm really nervous that I've alienated your entire audience.
No, not at all. I mean, anyone that knows college sports, I mean, the Nebraska's been a powerhouse. Tom Osborne, I think, was one of the great coaches long ago. And great, you know, they've had some phenomenal teams. So that's exciting. There's a lot of Nebraska fans out here, actually, in Phoenix.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, that was do that again. I love that, how you said that. Woo-hoo! Okay.
Go Big Red.
And I'm the creepy
one.
Go
Big Red. Go Big Red.
I'm not asking them to repeat exclamation things.
There's nothing wrong with woohoo.
Yeah, it's just a...
It was exciting.
It was exciting,
Dave,
yes.
Has a thing about woohoos.
Woohoos.
Wow. Well, anyway, so remind us again. Trisha just like spit up all over herself.
No,
oh, yeah.
She's
no,
laughing.
Yeah.
But tell us.
My straw burp.
And we're replaying it in slow motion.
Yes, we're on Meerkat. I really wish that we had Meerkat when Liz and Christine were in studio.
We'll have them next time.
Yeah, absolutely. And because, you know, people don't, they're afraid to tune in because they're just looking at, you know, me and Dave.
They're looking at me.
But if, you know, if we had Liz and Christine, then, you know,
well,
everyone would be tuning in.
They could see Chrissy's piercing blue eyes, if I remember. That's what we
Oh, I yes. do have piercing blue eyes. That's
we remember.
Yes, yes.
Joseph still remembers. Well, last night, the dream.
Okay, calm
anyway.
Down. Now you're making it weird.
What? Did I miss?
No,
what?
Just
Tell
kidding.
Me more. Tell me
he's,
more.
He's making a movie called The Dream.
Yeah, that one. We'll cover it up with that. But remind us one more time, where can everyone see the movie, where and when?
Oh my gosh, Bread and Butter. You could see us, you could go to our website, breadandbuttermovie.com. But mainly, we're being released by The Orchard, and our platforms are iTunes, Amazon Instant Video, Google Play, Xbox, Sony PlayStation, Vudu. But also, what I just want to pipe in here is that once you see the movie, whether you hate it or love it, please email me and tell me about it. And my email is breadandbuttermovie@gmail.com. And I just really like to see, I just like to talk to people who've seen the movie. It's my first film. It's like a labor of love, and I want to hear people's responses.
And you did a fantastic job. Both of you did. Yeah. Such a great movie, no question. Our pick for the festival.
And I love that approach that Liz is, you know, breadandbuttermovie@gmail.com. You know, everyone knows.
I think it's cool.
Our followers on Meerkat and our listeners here at KPHX 1480, breadandbuttermovie@gmail.com. Let Liz know what you think of the movie. I love that approach. And
thank you.
Because I knew when I was wanting to be a film critic, I was saying, you know, any emails that I get, I'm always going to respond to, because I used to write to film critics all the time and stuff like that when I was growing up, and no one would respond.
Really?
And I said, you know, if I ever get emails and have anyone to respond to, then I will respond back to them. So I love that approach. Thank you so much, Liz.
And it keeps you busy now.
Yeah, it keeps me busy.
And Echo, what was it? Echo Lake?
Echo Lake, yeah.
That's coming out. And this is Christine, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and so you star in that movie, and... I definitely hope it's at Phoenix or Sedona. Mm-hmm. We'll be at both. And Liz, do you think you might be coming out here soon?
I hope to. My favorite place in the world is Taco Bill in Phoenix. So any reason to come to Phoenix to enjoy Taco Bill, then there.
Taco Gill? What, Taco Gill it's called?
Have you not been to Taco Guild? Oh, my God, guys.
I haven't.
Taco Gills.
No,
I haven't. How do you
either.
Spell that? Taco what?
Taco Guild.
Oh, Guild.
Yes, it's amazing. I don't mean to plug Taco Guild along with Bread and Butter, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. It's like the best restaurant ever.
Wow, where is that? In Scottsdale?
It's in an abandoned, it's in Phoenix, I believe.
Osborne
it's an
Road.
Abandoned church or renovated church where there's pews and there's like all this beautiful, high contrast, beautiful religious imagery on the walls, and the food is amazing.
Wow. So,
we'll
so
have to go check
it's like
it
an
out.
Automatic prayer. You don't have to pray before you eat because it's done for you. Wow.
That's right. Just by walking in.
546 East Osborne Road.
Hey, cool. Oh, that's not far from here. We had to. Hey,
that's okay, that's here. Lunch.
We, that's lunch.
We dissed Jamba Juice earlier in the show, so we might as well give a free plug to Taco Guild now. But, you know, so thank you so much, Liz and Christine. I'll say your full name so everyone knows. Writer director Liz Manischel, actor. Christine Weatherup, Bread and Butter. What a great movie.
Yeah.
Very talented and beautiful women. Thank you so much for, I mean, talented women just in general. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Oh,
thank you for having us.
Shout out to Dustin, who is listening right now. I just wanted to say hi because he's listening and I think maybe he'll become a big fan of the show.
Oh,
thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take
so
care
much.
And please keep in touch with us. Let us know how everything goes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Happy Labor Day.
See you too. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we love them. They were they're just great people and talent plus. They're very talented and definitely a funny movie, right? Right? We both all saw it, right? And I thought it was incredibly funny.
Yes.
I
didn't
it's
get to meet
movie.
Them when they came in studio because I wasn't here, but yeah. I did meet them at the festival.
That's
Liz.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, and again, they voted for Frozen. I can't tell you how many people, you know, I sent the link to vote for Frozen, that we supported their movies
you
and everything.
Proud daddy.
I know. I tried very hard, and these two, you know, they supported Frozen and voted for them, and so I really appreciate that because that shows that, hey, you know, they appreciate us as much as we appreciate them.
They're pretty bubbly girls.
Yeah, they are.
Can you bring in Frozen one day?
Maybe one day.
No pets allowed in the station.
See, there we go.
Oh,
see,
I didn't
it's
know that.
Eric's decision.
Is that right?
No, I'm kidding.
He's kidding. Bring the duck.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Just make sure the diapers are on.
Yeah. How about this one? He'll bring the duck. You bring Dick Cheney. Get it?
Because he shot somebody in the face.
Cucumber? Cheney?
Cheney.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why is he still on the news? That's what I want to know.
Because he's still insisting that he did the right thing with
yeah,
Iraq.
He did. His wife's sort of cute, though, don't you think?
I think that's his daughter.
Know. Oh, that's his daughter?
That's his daughter that wrote the book with him.
The gay one, right?
I don't know.
They were mad at that.
No,
they accepted her. Okay, my bad.
Let's save that for Breakthrough Entertainment.
I thought
after
it was the
dark.
Wife, though. But anyway.
He and his daughter wrote the book, and they're the ones that have been on the news lately.
She did look younger than I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's hear a little bit from Don Edwards singing Coyotes.
Was a cowboy
from Grizzly Man, of course. It's all about the guy who went out to live with the grizzly bears
and got eaten.
Yeah, he done got himself eaten over there.
He got to the point where he thought those bears were his pets.
And so
there was
very
one
sad.
Bear that hated
so
him.
If you're out there on Labor Day weekend, camping or living with the bears
on the Appalachian Trail,
then be careful. Watch your behind. Don't get eaten by no bears.
He's good at this, isn't he? Joseph should you know be what? In the movies.
But
he should
I
be in the movies.
But I wish I was a coyote.
Yeah.
You know what?
What? What's a coyote?
A coyote.
No, it's a coyote.
Oh, coyote.
Here, listen.
Whoop.
Whoop. Whoop. Whoop. Whoop.
All right. And this is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Now the longhorns are gone, and the drovers are gone, the Comanches are gone.